He is the former WBC, USABC light heavyweight champion. The former USBA light heavyweight champion.
Final round.
And the former WBC Continental America's light heavyweight champion.
Final round.
Is your host, Cedric Agnew.
And drop a bomb for me. Let go.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him, man? Let's get to it.
Chasing chicken got me drip all in his sauce, baby. I don't know why, but I fell in love with breaking the law, baby. You better watch your mouth. You talking to a boss, baby.
Yeah.
I shit on niggas every time they piss me off, baby. I'm smoking Zaza with a dark crush in a row.
Let go.
If it ain't my money, bitch, I don't even want to be involved. If it ain't about money, I don't give a fuck about it at all. I'm screaming fuck 12 until they free my dog. I'm screaming fuck 12, free my big brother, nigga. You ain't used to niggas with money, bitch, I ain't the mother, nigga. Them niggas don't stand on business. Hold on. Say, them niggas don't stand on business. I ain't fucking with them. I got my own motion. Fuck, I need a whole fuck. This a fast car. The fuck I'm driving slow for. It's many ways to get a bag. The fuck you broke for. I'm on the eye, bad bitch. Eat me while I roll up. Being around that bro shit, it give me a headache.
Yeezer. Y'all know what it is, man. You know what it is, man.
Hey. This ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves podcast.
Yes, sir, man. And we here today to talk about the PBC and Canelo deal, man. You know what I'm saying? That is no longer going on, man. And we are trying to figure out, did Al Haymon fuck up the bag? Did he drop the ball on this one? You know what I mean? I'm going to be going to an interview that Dan Raphael, or Dan Raphael, however you want to say it, he did. And, people was calling Canelo a duck because he wasn't fighting Benavidez. Now, this deal that Al put together with Canelo, it was a three-fight deal. And as we know, one fight was already taken care of, so he owed Al Haymon two more fights. Now a lot of speculation was going on out there in the boxing world, in the casual boxing world, where people was wondering who was on that paperwork, who was agreed upon on this three fight deal. As we know that the smaller Charlo, you know what I'm saying? He was one fight that was on the deal, and that fight got fulfilled. So it was two more fights left. People were saying Canelo was a duck because he didn't want to fight Benavidez. And Benavidez, Al represent Benavidez. You know, he advises Benavidez. So, man, you know, people was calling Canelo a duck. And how I say, this is how I look at it, you know what I'm saying? People ask me, would I consider Canelo a duck? Nah, Canelo is not a duck. You know what I'm saying? He fought he fought world champions. Canelo, in my opinion, he ain't duck nobody, man. We as fighters, we ain't scared of no motherfucking body, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it on. But at the end of the day, if it don't make sense, it ain't going to make money. You know what I mean? It has to make sense to make money. It has to make money to make sense. So Canelo went into it like, you know what I'm saying? It's a business. So if we're going to do this deal together, it has to make sense. I don't want to tell y'all all the juicy tales, so I'm going to let Dan Raphael, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to play this interview real quick with Dan Raphael, and we're going to get to it, man.
Well, I mean, my thoughts are they did this three-fight agreement that they took care of back several months ago, prior to when he fought the fight against Jermell Charlo. That was the first fight on what was supposed to be a three-fight deal. Now it comes time to get fight number two situated, and they were not able to agree on some of the particulars. Now, in the original agreement, from what I am told by sources, frankly, on both sides, so I believe them, in that agreement, there were opponents that were laid out for those three fights for certain price points. As I've come to find out, those three opponents were Jermell Charlo, who we just fought and beat in the last fight. Jermall Charlo, who has sort of been everybody's sort of leader in the clubhouse to get this match before things got sideways. And the other opponent that was specified was Errol Spence Jr. But obviously Errol Spence Jr. is...
Oh, God damn it. God damn it. Hold on, let me drop the bomb for Canelo real quick. God damn it. So hold on. You mean to tell me this three-fight deal was Jermell Charlo, Jermall Charlo, and Errol Spence Jr.? Now, mind y'all, because I don't want y'all to go out there flipping your wigs. This deal was signed before Spence fought Crawford. So Al Haymon, basically what they did was they put all of their chips in the Spence basket. And they signed that fight. So what I'm saying, what amazes me is that y'all was banking on Spence beating Crawford. But hold on, we're going to let Dan Rafael finish before I get to chewing this whole thing out.
Off of a very, very harsh loss against Crawford, and that was not a fight that I don't think anybody in good conscience could even remotely think about doing. So they were open to doing other possible names, doing Crawford, doing Jaime Munguia, you know, and maybe having him come over to their platform to do the fight. The point is, though, they couldn't come to an agreement of the opponent to him to fight. And there was a move. There was a thought on the PBC side that we want you to do a fight. We'll do the Charlo fight against Jermall for your guarantee, which I am told was north of $35 million. But you have to agree in fight number three to fight David Benavidez, who was not contemplated in the original paperwork, even though he's by far the best opponent that PBC has in its stable of fighters, if not the best opponent, period, that he could fight in terms of excitement and obviously huge amounts of buys and that sort of thing. And Canelo was like, well, if you want me to amend my agreement, you know, we gotta work that out. And they just couldn't come to a meeting of the minds on that. He didn't want to fight David for that price. He didn't want to take a haircut on the Charlo fight if he was only going to fight him and not agree to the Benavidez fight. And, you know, you start going through the process and PBC's, their internal thoughts were, we lost money on the other Charlo fight. We'll probably lose money on this upcoming May fight, being they're on Amazon Prime now, and it's not a big name opponent, relatively speaking. But we'll do that if you agree to fight the Benavidez fight, or even Crawford for that matter, who we believe are A-level fights for, you know, big, big business, that we give you the two second-tier fights. We got to get a payoff in the last fight of the deal. And they could not work out either the order of the opponents, the number of...
At Domino's, you can get...
So hold up. Y'all wanted Canelo to basically amend his contract deal and basically, you know what I'm saying, like draw up something real different real quick because, needless to say, Charlo fucked it up. Well, before Charlo fucked it up, Errol Spence fucked it up. You know what I'm saying? Now you want to bring me back to the table and you want to, amend this contract that we originally signed with both Charlo's and Spence. Now that your game plan is fucked up. Now, mind you, what was being reported was they agreed upon Canelo's guarantee will be north of $35 million, you know, for each fight or whatever. And some reports says that Al Haymon no longer wanted the Charlo fight for the second fight. And if he did, you know, if Canelo wasn't going to budge on that, if he did throw Charlo in there, he wanted to pay Canelo, not his guarantee. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to pay Canelo $20 million for that fight. Oh, man. So, they were trying to, you know, amend this contract, and Heyman was trying to throw Benavidez in there. Now, once Al bought the contract back to the table, Canelo probably was just sitting there like,
if I'm not mistaken,
now you see something. Now you see now, you done fucked up, you know that, don't you?
I see what I'm saying. I thought.
No, so, you know what I'm saying? That you done fucked up now, you know that, don't you?
The more questions.
So Canelo looking like, you know what I'm saying, hold up, you going back on the original deal we struck? Like, no, you don't fuck that right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know you don't fuck that right. Like, nah, man. Nah, my mans. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all want me to fight supposedly the Mexican monster, the biggest threat to the super middleweight division that y'all have to offer, man, you gonna fucking pay me, man. You know what I'm saying? You gonna pay me. Because I'm not fit to fucking fight this dude for crumbs. I'm not fit to fight this dude for my guarantee of $35 million either. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like everybody want to hop on the Canelo sweepstakes. Because everybody.
Payday. You want payday. I know that.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody want a payday, man. Everybody know if they sign a Canelo contract, that's basically that payday for him, man. And that's what everybody want. But, man. So, what's left to think now is that it's messed up because Al never put Benavidez on that original contract. And if he'd been put Benavidez on a contract, you know what I'm saying, like, damn, did he believe in Benavidez? Or was he just... was he just supporting his black fighters more? Or was he just rocking with the fighters who've been with him the longest more? And since they've been begging for this fight way before Benavidez even came around, did he want to guarantee them the fight first? You know what I mean? So that's left up for, you know what I'm saying, debate. So we don't know. But some says, you know what I'm saying, some report says that Benavidez was on the original contract. But Canelo didn't want that. So they came up with something else. And this is what I said. You know what I'm saying? Because Al, you know, Al, you know what I'm saying? He's a businessman. So this is how I look at it. Because when a contract got wrote up, which was, you know what I'm saying, like, last June or something like that. Benavidez was still Benavidez. He was running through the division. So Benavidez was still that Mexican monster. Me as Al, I'm knowing my toughest breed of fighters. I know what weight classes they at. I'm not fit to put neither of the Charlos on this contract because neither of the Charlos at that time was at super middleweight. So, and neither was Earl. Earl was a 47 pounder. Some says Earl should have been at 54, but still, let's just say he's a 54 pounder. You're still asking this man to come up two weight classes. You know what I'm saying? But Earl, 47 pounder. You asking this man, you put him on a contract. Now you asking him to come up three weight classes. You know what I'm saying? Charlo, I think it's Jamel, fights at 54. You asking him to come up two weight classes. Jamal fights at 60. You asking him to come up one weight class. Everybody who's on his contract, you asking them to bring up. Now, me, you know what I'm saying, you can call me duck or not, whatever you want to call me, however you want to chop it up, swish it up, chop, serve it to me. If these guys that I think is your weakest that you have for me and you offering me north of $35 million per opponent, you don't think I'm gonna sign that fucking contract? Nigga, that's money, man. Come on, man. That's smart business. If you gonna if you gonna pay me to whoop their ass and send them back over to the PBC banner, I just done cashed out on you, you know what I'm saying? I just done ran off on a plug with this bag. You don't think I'm gonna take that fight, man? You don't think I'm gonna sign that contract if this is what you offering me? You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. Nah. That's so I'm gonna definitely sign it. So was it bad business on Al's part or bad business on Canelo's part? Me personally, I don't think it was bad business on Canelo's part. I think Al just fucked up, man. You know what I'm saying? The things happen in boxing. You can't get them all right, man. You know what I mean? You can't get them all right. Some will slip away. You know what I'm saying? So now what's left is Canelo, he's out of that deal. So, you know what I'm saying? Good old man Hearn slipped back in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Hearn, he have Mogia on that side. He also have, what's his name? He just fought this weekend. Berlanga. Hearn is trying to offer him those fights with Berlanga and Mogia. But he won't. You see, Canelo wants Berlanger and May, and he wants Munguia in September because it's, you know, the Mexican holiday. But Hearn wants Munguia first. And then Berlanger, since they could do something, I think, for like the Puerto Rican Day or something, which is going to draw a large Puerto Rican crowd out for Berlanger. Plus, they know how he do out there in New York. So it might do big in like Madison Square Garden, or, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. Or, you know what I'm saying? It might even do big in Vegas because he have Berlanger. He has a huge following. Over there on the zone, those are another two easy Canelo paydays, in my opinion. Easy work, like Mayweather say, easy work, man. You know what I mean? So, man, lots of things are left up for discussion. But, and between this week and next week, I guess Canelo is going to lay some things out, get some things straight. And sit down with some people to talk about his next fight. Because we don't know right now who's it going to be. But right now, Canelo, he is the face of boxing. And he do call the shots. You know what I'm saying? And if I was Canelo, if they want that Benavidez fight, like Floyd did when he did Pacquiao, maybe if that's the fight they want, they're going to pay for it. You ain't finna get this fight for no $35 million. You ain't even getting it for $55 million. You might not even get it for $70 million. Nigga, you gonna pay me for this fight. Y'all want it? Pay me then. You know what I mean? It was, but like I said, at the end of the day, Al dropped the ball. Was Al being advised? Was the advisor being advised by someone? Because right now, man, we don't know what's going on and where PBC is headed. They only laid out one fight date for us, which was the Keith Thurman and Tim Zhu fight, which is a pay-per-view fight, which fucking, if you ask me, the motherfucking fight don't belong on pay-per-view. Not Tim Zhu and Keith one time, sometime, three times, four times, five times, Thurman. No. That fight don't belong on pay-per-view. That fight should have been free TV. You know what I'm saying? But we going to see what else PBC roll out, see what else news they come out with, because I'm saying, like, the heat is on them, man. And we as the public, we need answers.
And at that point, he was free to go and part ways. Now, I'm told on their side that if they wanted to continue to work with PBC and PBC wanted to continue to work with him, he would honor the deal under the terms that it was agreed to, which is a certain amount of money for that Charlo fight and the third fight, you know, after that, but not going to agree to it today. Obviously, Matchroom Boxing is talking to him. There may be some other suitors out there willing or interested to talk to him. It looks, though, that he's going to go back towards Matchroom, and, you know, the names in the process there. You're talking about Edgar Berlanga, who just won Saturday by knockout, and obviously Jaime Munguia, who's not with Matchroom, but he's on DAZN with Golden Boy, and that's a fight that their side would like to have. DAZN would be interested to do that fight, and I know that the people at Golden Boy and Jaime Munguia are interested to do that fight. So, you know, that's the way things go. He went and did one fight out of three, and it looks like that's over.
Who's at fault here then? Is it Canelo or PBC? Because you know yourself, Dan, you're on Twitter and Instagram and whatnot. You hear what the fans say, or Canelo's scared of Benavidez. That's the reason why he's left. But is it the fact that PBC couldn't get him that second fight against a big name on Cinco de Mayo? Who's at fault here, do you believe?
I think both sides have their... I can't tell you that it's one side's fault or the other. That there's definitely... Both sides have a perspective on this deal, and I don't think either one of them are necessarily wrong. If you're, again, I'm not taking sides because, you know, it has no impact on my life whatsoever. I mean, if Canelo fights for a PBC kind of event, you know, I'll write about that and go cover it. If he's fighting on a Matchroom event and whoever, I'll write and cover about that. I couldn't care less who the outlet is or the broadcaster or the promoter or whatever. I mean, I deal with all these different outfits, no problem. So that said, it seems to me that they're in a situation where Canelo Alvarez has a contract that he's promised X number of dollars to fight Jermall Charlo. Mm. Okay, let's do it. And on the PBC side, they just took losses. You know darn well that a Jermall Charlo fight is dead on arrival. That fight is just not a good fight. I mean, for a lot of reasons. He looked bad in the fight when he came back after 29 months out of the ring. He's never really been a full-fledged super middleweight. His brother looked absolutely horrendous in the fight against Canelo. A lot of the people in the public will think it's a rematch because they're twins. Their names are basically the same. Mm-hmm. That may not be fair, but that's just the reality. And so they're like, okay, you know, we'll do it, but you got to give us the third fight against Benavidez or potentially Crawford for X number of dollars. And those fights were not in the agreement. So why should Canelo, his perspective, why do I have to change the deal? I'm not changing the deal.
No, I definitely hear what Darren Rayfield saying. Sorry about that. Got a little phone call, a little interruption. No, biggie, but no, I hear what Darren Rayfield saying. And I'll be just like Canelo. If this is the contract you drew up, why am I going to amend this deal if you're not going to make it, you know what I'm saying, like, suitable for me? I'm looking out for my best interest. Y'all looking out for y'all best interest. Y'all looking out for y'all pockets. I'm looking out for my pockets. It's not my fault y'all lost money on this deal with Jermall Charlo, the first fight. It's not my fault y'all lost money on it. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker didn't come up to fight. Motherfucker got hit one time and started running. It's not my fault y'all man fought like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my job. And I'm going to continue to do that. So, at the end of the day, if y'all want to amend this deal, if y'all want to continue to do business with me, make it worth my while. You know what I'm saying? in the famous words of, I can't even get it. It's on the tip of my tongue. But y'all know, McGuire, Cuban Gooding Jr., show me the money, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to make big business keep happening, show me the money. I'm not finna do it for the number we originally discussed it. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not doing that, man. I'm not finna do y'all no favors. No favors at all. If y'all want to make this deal happen, if y'all want to make it work, show me the money. You know what I mean? But if y'all want to, you know what I'm saying, finish listening to the whole interview with Darren Rayfield. You know what I'm saying? The interview was like 30, 35 minutes long, man. Y'all go check that out, man. You know what I mean? Good interview, good insights on the deal that was done with PBC and Canelo. And Darren Rayfield, he's a highly, highly, highly respectable reporter for boxing. You know what I'm saying? Been around for years, man. So if y'all want to, you know what I'm saying, hear that, go ahead. You did. But yeah, like I said, y'all can go to YouTube and look up that interview, man, with Dan Rayfield about PBC. As soon as you type in Dan Rayfield, you know, Dan Rayfield interview gonna pop right up, man. And so, like I said, it's about 30, 35 minutes long. But I'm gonna try my best, knowing with all the stuff that I have going on. I got Golden Gloves coming up this weekend. Got a few fighters fighting the gloves. So I'm gonna try my best, you know what I'm saying, to keep y'all updated on fights that's happening this weekend and also the fights that's coming up, you know what I'm saying, you know, in the following weeks or whatever. But until then, I'm digging my old Gucci bag real quick. Hold on, let me see what I find. Damn, is that Tyson?
I'm gonna rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
She's saying no.
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
I can't do that, nigga.
I'm too real.
I fuck with real niggas. I can get another nigga night tattooed on your arm, nigga.
What you look like or something? Nigga, you ain't in your car.
I shook my haters off. 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 I sh